With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. President Trump recently called on the Department of Justice to investigate the beef processing sector, and the Meat Institute issued a statement reacting to the announcement. Despite high consumer prices for beef, beef packers have been losing money because the price of cattle is at record highs, said Juliana Potts, the president and CEO of the Meat Institute. For more than a year, beef packers have been operating at a loss due to a tight cattle supply and strong demand. She pointed out that the beef industry is heavily regulated and market transactions are transparent. The government's own data from the USDA confirms that the beef packing sector is experiencing catastrophic losses, and experts predict that it will continue into 2026. U.S. beef processors welcome a fact-based discussion about beef affordability and how best to meet the needs of American consumers who are at the industry's most important stakeholders. The National Oilseed Processors Association and the American Soybean Association expressed appreciation to the EPA for continuing to address the backlog of small refinery exemptions it inherited. The groups thanked the agency for returning retired RINs for SRE petitions prior to 2023 and continue to urge the EPA to ensure all active RINs are reallocated into renewable volume obligations moving forward. Another 500 plus million RINs of lost demand is the last thing our soybean farmers and processors need right now. That coming from NOPA President and CEO Devin Mogler and ASA CEO Steven Sinski. The time has come to finalize the RVOs with full reallocation for these eroded gallons before the end of the calendar year to provide market certainty. NOPA and ASA strongly support 100% reallocation of exempted renewable fuel volumes as the EPA continues to finalize the 2026-27 RVOs and the supplemental rule on the treatment of SREs. Global food commodity prices dropped in October, the second straight monthly decline. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization said prices were weighed down by abundant supplies. The FAO Food Price Index averaged 126.4 in October of 2025. That's down 2.1 points or 1.6% from the revised 128.5 in September. After a peak in March of 2022, the index remained 21% lower than the high from 3 years ago. Lower prices for cereals, dairy products, meat, and sugar outweighed the gains in vegetable oils, keeping the overall food price index below its October of 2024 level and 33.8 points under the 2022 high point. The sugar price index dropped 5.3% from September to its lowest point since December of 2020, pressured by robust production in Brazil, Thailand, and India. The dairy index dropped by 3.4% because of steep decline in butter prices due to large imports from the EU and New Zealand. The National Sorghum Producer said the first shipment of U.S. sorghum is now on its way to China, which marks a long-awaited first step after months of stalled trade talks. The renewed flow of grain from American ports reflects significant progress following the recent U.S.-China trade announcement, which suspended retaliatory tariffs and reopened key channels for American farm commodities. NSP is continuing to advocate for a minimum purchase agreement of 5 million metric tons, which is the historical average for U.S. sorghum exports to China. That is a baseline for future trade stability. We're encouraged by this progress and look forward to seeing it translate into significant commercial sales in the days ahead, said Amy France, chair of the National Sorghum Producers and a sorghum grower from Scott City, Kansas. True success will come when we see shipments moving and grain flowing again from U.S. farms to our customers in China. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.